Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning.
Good morning. What a beautiful, fabulous morning it is.
I know, but I wanted like fall temperature a little bit more.
Hey, it's good enough for me.
Oh, yeah.
A difference a week makes, right?
Oh, exactly.
We were singing a different story last week.
I know. And we've had rain. I mean, it's like the story has just changed.
Yes.
So it's very exciting. And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros. Welcome and thank you for joining us this morning. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
And we are here hosting Home Show Garden Pros. And our Home Show Garden Pro this morning is, drumroll,
Mr. Peter Nelson.
I'm here. I wore a long sleeve shirt and pants. I never wear long sleeve shirts and pants.
Ready for this. There is a breeze outside.
Yes, I'm determined that it's going to be a cool day.
We're like, please, you said it was.
I still had my AC on.
Oh,
I had my door open so the dogs could go in and out.
Yeah.
The AC on.
Yeah.
And that awful. Don't tell my husband.
Right.
He's not in town this week.
Right.
Oh, I told Carrie and the kids, I said, tonight and Sunday night, we're opening the windows.
Oh, yes.
I don't care if you're cold.
Yeah.
We're
or hot.
We're going to air this house out.
Right.
We're going to enjoy it.
Fresh air. I know. I mean, last night, just going outside and just breathing the fresh air without choking
dying.
Because it was so hot, desert hot.
Yes.
Well, and the rain that we got, how exciting. I think most of us got rain. Now, Anita got rain the day after I did from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. So she texted me and she's like, I don't see anything. And I said, well, I hate to brag, but we've had nice showers all day long.
Yeah, it was a nice soaking rain.
Yeah, Tuesday rained in town almost all day. I remember because I was working
okay,
in it.
Okay, that was. Uh-huh.
But I didn't get it out on the west side till Thursday.
All right, well, then that's what
that's
she
probably
was,
what she, you know, yeah. We live pretty close to. But yeah, the parts of Houston had rain for 3 days in a row.
Yes.
Great. And a good soak. It was a good
soaking rain.
Because it was kind of on and off, and it was rain, not just sprinkles.
Right.
So that's.
So everybody needs to turn their sprinkler systems off.
Right. Right.
So we dry out a bit, because that was a good. That was a good soaking rain.
Right. And then when you turn them back on, you're going to have to figure out how to readjust if you've made adjustments.
Yeah. Very important.
And
because we don't want to promote fungus, and that's what's going to happen next.
It can happen that quick, yep.
Yep.
Okay.
So we go from super dry to oversaturated.
Right.
That's just the way we roll in Houston.
That's just every year, back and
every
forth.
Every year. So just be in control.
Right. And watch.
Yeah.
You know, kind of look around and check out what's going on, because I've learned so much in the just, you know, I'll go and chase the dog into the bushes, and I'll think, oh, no, look at that bush, or look at this, or... You know, why is it soaking wet over here?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a head that's popped off.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not immune to the problems. I just noticed, I was out of town for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the neighbors that water every single day, 365 days, you know, like 20 minutes. Well, they shut it off, I guess, when we had water restrictions.
Okay.
So I have a hedge line and one of the shrubs, I guess it was enjoying that free water from the neighbors, and now it's not getting it anymore. And out of, it's a 6 foot hedge.
Oh, nice.
One.
Yes.
Wow.
Just one died.
Yeah.
And it just went from perfectly fine to completely crispy fried dead.
Yep. Yikes.
So I'm not immune
quickly.
To the problems.
Right, right.
Stuff turned quick this year. I have five live oaks that I planted 12 years ago. They're 15 foot tall, and like overnight one of them just brown.
Wow.
It's gonna make it. I've been soaking it, but why did the other four? And they're all in the same area, but
And what people don't realize is what you don't see is what's happening underground, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell where the water's, how it's draining, is it pooling, is it, you know, rushing past, so,
right
yeah, even us pros have to
be
vigilant.
And that's why you're listening to Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah.
And we need to remind everybody, this is a call-in, and you are welcome. We'd love to chat with you about what's going on in your lawn and garden, or do you have something you're thinking of planting and not sure?
Right.
You've heard maybe about native plants. Okay. Do you choose from those?
Mm-hmm.
All of our Home Show Garden Pros are the best places to go and visit.
I mean, because that's what we all do,
right?
It's on a daily basis.
Exactly. So you can call and talk to Sherry and Peter at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. It's such an easy number.
It is.
And just make your little list.
I dream of that number.
You dream. 281-833-3333.
I'm like giving my phone number out, and I almost give that one. I'm like, oh, shoot.
Wait, that's not the right one. So you can give us a call and you can go to the website, send in pictures, and we can talk about whatever's on your list. And we are going to return after this.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Your projects, our experts. Find your inspiration at the Houston Fall Home Show, presented by Shell Federal Credit Union, October 20th through 22nd at NRG Park. 3 days only for great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Clean your home like a pro with HGTV's Patrick Richardson, the Laundry Guy, and explore the tiny home big backyard feature. From kitchens and baths to flooring and more, the Houston Fall Home Show, presented by Shell Federal Credit Union. Buy early and save on tickets at HoustonFallHomeShow.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. I'm Sandy here with Sherry.
We
are hosting this Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we've got Peter in the house taking your calls.
From Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden.
Yes, thank you. I mean, I just sort of think people assume.
And real
that,
quick, Peter, what do you do at the nursery? Because we always have your mom.
Correct. I kind of keep an eye. Role as general manager, so I meet with the crew, the staff at the store every morning. We go over, let's order these plants, let's get this stuff looking done. I'm in charge of ordering all the pottery. You know, pottery's a big deal.
Yes.
Main role, though, is I go out and meet with folks, do consultations.
Okay.
And then I'll draw up designs and do estimates, and then we have
the
whole crew.
Because you're educated as a landscape architect.
Correct. Yeah, I got a degree in landscape architecture, so I do really enjoy doing that.
Okay.
Getting to go out and meet with people and kind of make their gardening dreams come true, which is fun.
Awesome.
You know, it's a lot of fun.
It is fun. We have a very fun job, don't we?
It is. Yes. We're outside. This time of year, it's really fun.
Yeah. Speaking of this time of year, so there's a few things that we have to get done in the yard.
There are. And a few weeks ago, I took care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Azomite. They are a great addition to Home Show Garden Pros. Mm-hmm. So it's a granulated trace mineral product.
Right.
And I just saw a difference in like a week. It was wonderful. And it's so easy to spread.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great product. It's actually from Utah. And think about Utah, the ground there, rich in minerals.
Right.
And it's going to help improve your lawns, your trees, your flowers. So you can put it everywhere.
And this is a great time to get out and recover the grass.
Yes.
And just by putting this product out, it's going to boost its immune response. It's going to help get past brown patch season, which we are coming upon.
Right.
I mean, it'll start popping up any day now.
Right.
So it's kind of like you take your supplements to boost your immune system. It does the same thing for our lawn.
Right, right. So I love the reminder always, you know, we need to feed our lawns and gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Azomite is a great product to choose from. And I used it just a few weeks ago, came back from a trip, and I thought, wow, I thought that grass was dead in that area.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful. It's coming back. So Azomite is going to remineralize. I know listeners have heard us talking about adding those minerals. So it's going to remineralize that soil, and it just takes a bag, and it's so easy.
And you put it everywhere. Grass, flower beds. If you're doing vegetable gardening, it'll make your vegetables more nutrient and mineral dense.
Yes, and it's safe around your pets, and it's great for your plants.
Yep.
And so pick up a bag at any of our Home Show Garden Pros, Azomite.
Yep.
AZ, just look for it. You can find it. It's a white bag with some color on it. So pick up your Azomite at one of our Home Show Garden Pros, homeshowgardenpros.com, to find more locations if you can't remember all of our Home Show Garden Pros. And let's remind them about all the Home Show Garden Pros. So Peter is here with us this morning from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. They are out west, Katy area. So Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and we've got plants for all seasons.
Yes.
Kelly will be here next week.
Yep,
off of 249 and Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. They are south, the Richmond Rosenberg area, both beautiful locations. Nature's Way Resources. We jump way north between Conroe and the Woodlands, and Spring Gardens Nursery, which is the Klein area.
Yeah, kind of south of the Woodlands,
right? Yep. And we had Isaac last week,
mm-hmm.
so these nurseries, they rotate through here every week, and we call them our home show garden pros.
Right.
So our pro is Peter this morning, taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And I am going to, you know, we've got questions that come in all the time at thehomeshowgardenpros.com.
Right.
And we love those because you can send in a picture easily.
And we can put our eyes on it.
Yes.
It makes better than playing radio charades, right?
Right, right.
So much easier to see.
Right. So you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com and you can send in pictures, or you can call the number at 281-833-3333. So keep that in mind. You can do both. Uh-huh. You know what we had last week? We had an occasion last week.
We did.
We did. It was Peter's birthday last week.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Peter.
No. Yes.
Sunday, 43 nice. Years old.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, baby.
Yes, just I'll
to
cracking
be
out of the egg.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I won't be announcing my birthday numbers anymore. No more.
No.
So there were September, and now we've got October birthdays because Sherry
yep,
had
I'm
a September.
September.
Oh, you're September.
And I'm September. So like Home Show Garden Pro people.
Yeah, it's our
yay,
season.
I guess it is. And it is. It's the second season, right?
Oh. It's the second spring.
Second spring. Yep. Sorry, not second season. Second spring.
Yes.
And why do we call it that?
I think gardens actually look best at this time of year than in any other point of the year.
Yeah.
You know, in the springtime, you're coming out of winter. You get that new growth. It's exciting. You want to plant.
Yeah.
But in the fall, the plants, in theory, are established. It finally cools off. You get the rain. Mm-hmm. You want to be outside again. So I feel like you get that little 6 weeks of you want to be outside, you want to garden. And I always feel like right around Thanksgiving, unless we had some crazy early freeze, the gardens just look awesome.
Yeah.
All those perennials are fully grown. Mm-hmm. They're blooming.
Yeah, and you get so much bang for your buck this time of year.
Yep.
Because, you know, if we don't have a hard freeze, things just keep going.
Yes.
And so you plant in October, you could have everything looking beautiful till June.
Right. Yep.
So just think of that, like
straight
investment
through.
That, you know.
Right.
It's my favorite time to garden.
And hope, you know, don't give up because I know a lot of times people are like, no, I'm just going to wait. Well, I've seen many of my perennials, you know, just they look horrible. Come
after
freeze,
the summer or the freeze.
Or the freeze,
okay.
The freeze. They look horrible and do some trimming or some feeding and they come back and they look great in the spring and they're hardy.
Yeah, so gardening's a little confusing for people here, especially if you've lived in a northern region.
Yes.
You know, you need to know the difference between an annual and a perennial up there because you need to know every year you're going to have winter and what do I cut back. Here, sometimes our perennials don't act like perennials.
They'll go straight through.
And sometimes our annuals act like perennials.
Yeah.
So, you know, classifications of plants have never been that important here.
Interesting. Yeah, that's right.
But with this huge influx of people moving from other places, you know, you kind of need to know that.
Right.
And just because a plant turns brown doesn't mean it's dead.
No. Nope. I've learned that many a times.
It just might be asleep, which we call dormant in the gardening world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to know. And that's where the Home Show Garden Pros really come into play because that's what we do. You know, box stores, you can't find always somebody that knows something. Mm-hmm. But at the Home Show Garden Pro locations, you know, you can find people that can tell you exactly what you need to do and how that plant's going to perform. And
right.
Yeah, because this group of people, they're all actual gardeners in addition to, you know,
right.
Like I said, that's what they all do every single day.
Yep. And they've done it for generations.
Yeah.
I mean, all of our Home Show Garden Pros are, you know, working on the second. And I love that because I can go to any of them, Enchanted, Spring, Nature's Way, Plants for All Seasons, or Nelson's.
Yeah.
And I don't need to just talk to Peter or Kelly. You know, anybody there is going to be helpful for me.
Yep.
So it's great. And I love the story. One time I snuck down to Enchanted Gardens and Joey and Danny, they weren't available. And I just snuck in there and I was kind of hanging around the fruit trees. And I mean, there was this young guy, but he knew his apple trees up and down.
Yeah.
I mean, he just couldn't wait to tell me everything about them. And I just love that.
Yeah.
So it's a really a great group of people on Home Show Garden Pros. So we've had rain.
Yes.
And we've talked about the sprinklers, adjusting those if you can. Right now you should turn them off.
Yeah.
I've turned mine off.
Yes.
Like it's just off and I will be in control.
Right. I haven't looked at the weather for next week, but we had that good rain this week.
No rain until Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, light chance of rain later.
And I will still keep my sprinklers off.
Yes.
Yeah. It's because it's so much cooler.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Okay.
And so the days are shorter, so yep. plants aren't using as much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can go from that, like I said, we can go from that dry, it's been dry, to things can get overwatered real quick.
Right.
So you want to let the ground dry out between waterings.
Okay. Well, when we come back, let's talk about maybe our next step and what we can do with our lawns. Mm-hmm. We've also got any number of landscaping shrubs and perennials and annuals that are ready and available.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so exciting. A great, beautiful time of year in this second spring for anybody who's new to Houston. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will return after this.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturesway resources.com.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Isaac Snewen from Spring Gardens Nursery. Falling rain, falling temps, and falling prices. Today only, all annual color flats available are on sale, 50% off for only $12.50 a flat, and 18 count of 4-inch plants regularly priced at $24.99 a flat. Now is the time to start planting. Come visit us and let us help you create your own personal paradise. The weather's a little better. It's getting a little cooler. Great time to get out in your garden and do a little cleanup. We've got great annuals. We've got marigolds. We've got petunias, snapdragons, dianthus. And we've got a great deal on perennials such as lantana, butterfly weed. And we've got a great deal on those trees. For example, crepe myrtles, magnolias, vitex. And we still have a great deal if you spend $200 with Spring Gardens. You get a free garden box. Let's get out and work in our garden and make gardening fun again. If you need any help recovering, please come in and see us at Spring Gardens. We'd love to help you out. Easy to get to at 2420 Gosling Road, Spring, Texas. We're open to the public. Spring Gardens Nursery, another day in paradise. Back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
And that was Isaac. So thanks, yeah. Isaac, about that. And he's right. Gardening is fun.
It is. It should be fun.
It should
I think
be.
Some people make it a lot of work.
Yeah. No.
And we just got to kind of sit back, see what really needs to be done.
Yes.
And enjoy it.
Yeah, it is. I love it. You know, there's always something to do.
I do more observation. I don't know about you, Peter, but I will sit there and, you know, it looks like I'm doing nothing.
I'm contemplating.
I'm watching the bugs, the birds, and the bees, and the butterflies, yep. and kind of, you know, observing.
I agree. You know, I think you can almost get yourself too worked up. Like you always have to be doing something.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's meant to be enjoyed.
Right.
I have to tell myself that a lot because I tend to be always wanting to be doing something.
Yeah.
Nice to enjoy the
like
work
I
you
said,
do.
Yeah. You watch what the animals are doing in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Watch weeds and try to figure out why they're there. Because, you know, I just taught a class to the master gardeners last week and on Tuesday. And, you know, I did it all on weeds. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, you think, oh, weeds. They're just there to kind of annoy us and make us mad and ruin our day. At least that's how some commercials would like exactly. to portray them.
Right.
But if you understand why they're there and try to work with nature and, mm-hmm. you know, most of the time they're trying to do a service to you.
Yes.
Okay. They're trying to use up excess nutrients or they're trying to pull up nutrients from subsoil, like dandelions are trying to pull calcium up, right?
Okay.
There's some of them are trying to aerate. Some are trying to let you know you have a sprinkler problem.
Yes, I've Great seen point. Those weeds.
Yeah, yes. Like they're indicating there's some stress and you're not watering right or, you know, you have mm-hmm. a sprinkler leak and you got dollar weed that popped up because mm-hmm. that's a water weed. So
That's a great observational. You start seeing that dollar weed pop up. It's like, oh, this is a wet area. Why is this area wet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so if I could tell anybody anything, it's stop reacting mm-hmm. and let's understand why these things are happening and then work with nature to try to, you know, I'm not saying don't ever use a weed killer, but let's figure out why it's there first, right? Mm-hmm. And understand why we have these problems.
Right. That observation.
Yes.
It's just super. I always, when I was sort of first getting into the gardening, because I'm definitely a newbie at this, but I love the idea that I've been learning from all of the Home Show Garden Pros is there's not a strict schedule.
No.
Use your eyes first.
And anybody who says you have to do this.
Yes.
You don't have to, right?
But I love that. You know, it sort of took the pressure off. I'm like, okay, so I don't necessarily on, you know, October the 1st have to do this one.
Yeah.
You know, observe and see what your lawn and landscaping need.
Yes.
So that's great. Now, during the summer, we've had that drought. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about the soil was just like hard.
Right.
Compacted.
Mm-hmm.
What are some steps we can take? We've had the good rain, so that's great. Mm-hmm. But what damage have we done with watering with city water, and what can we do moving forward?
I know we were just talking, you know, off air about that. You know, you have a summer where it didn't rain, and you irrigated for 4 or 5 months in a row. You know, that's right. City water. There's
we had to
chlorine,
tons
in it,
of chemicals,
fluoride.
But you can't get away. I mean, you have no choice,
it.
Right?
Right.
You got to do it.
So don't beat yourself up.
No.
But I think, you know, we were just talking about azomite. Start getting the soil remineralized.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed a lot of times when it gets so dry, the top layer of soil almost turns to dust.
Yeah, yes. Crusty.
And then when Salty. It gets wet, you get the weeds rooting out just in that top little area. So we got to – I think the rain helped us get that deep soaking into the soil
mm-hmm.
so our grasses and stuff can really start fighting back against the weeds. In my experience – I find that if you can keep the grass healthy, it'll choke out the weeds.
It is the biggest weed we grow.
Exactly.
Right?
Great point.
You know? Yes. I mean, it really is. There's very few weeds that will compete with healthy, active growing St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are going into a slow growth time, so it will kind of look like, okay, these weeds are winning the battle.
Oh.
But really, are they?
Yeah.
You know, the St. Augustine's. It's still in an active growth state, but it's slowing down.
Okay.
So this is a great time to get out and do repairs.
Okay.
You know, put your azomite out. Let's put a fall fertilizer out, which we'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Okay.
And, you know, if you're worried about weeds in the spring, there's a few things you can do, like pre-emergent herbicide.
Pre-emergence, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather prevent. I don't put a pre-emergent out unless there's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason would be weakened areas.
The history of weeds. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, like, we just, let's not react or overreact.
Right.
But, you know, plugging some good St. Augustine in, mm-hmm. resodding areas that really got damaged.
Right. And feeding. And when we return, we can talk about some of the items that we really like to mm-hmm. feed our lawns and landscapings with.
Yeah.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll hear from you after this.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
and good morning. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're talking about the sport of gardening with you at 281-833-3333. 281-8 and then all threes. 281-833-3333. Easy number. You know, it's been a rough summer. We know that. We're moving forward. So I'm hoping that you've had some good luck, you know, and things are recovering. But we have got Ed Dolphin from Woodlands Tree Experts. He is a sponsor here on the show, and we are so thankful to have him. He's been in the business forever because we get calls and we get questions all the time about my trees. What do I do about this tree or that tree?
And there's so many fly-by-the-night tree experts.
Right.
And he's an ISA certified arborist. So that's an International Society of Arboriculture, which is not an easy certificate to get.
Okay. So he's our top notch.
And he's been doing this for 30 years.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's up in the Woodlands Tree Experts, but he goes all over Houston.
He does.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, trees are like one of the most important things that you can do to maintain your property values.
Right.
And so it's very important to get somebody that can speak tree.
Yes, and diagnose, you know, because you might have someone come and say, oh, yeah, it's dead. Let's cut it down and I'll sell you a new one.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on a minute. So Ed can help decipher what's going on. He's the doctor to your trees, like we have our doctor.
Yeah, your trees can't say, hey, Mom, I'm not feeling good today. Yeah. And he can look at it and see things that may be affecting the tree that he can treat, or he might just say, hey, it's time to cut your losses and let's go ahead and take it down and start over.
Right. So Woodlands Tree Expert, but you can count on him because it's, you know, he's not going to just say, cut it down.
Yeah.
He will have some diagnosis and some treatments and you can both work together. And
He can do insect problems, soil fertilization issues. He can, you know, if there's a
guidance
disease.
Guidance on pruning.
Yep. Guidance on pruning. So, I mean, he does it all.
Right. So, Woodlands Tree Experts. And you can go to Home Show Radio, homeshowgardenpros.com, homeshowgardenpros.com, and woodlandstreeexperts.com.
And you can call him.
I know.
That is his cell phone number. Yeah.
713-703-2701. So, that's a direct number to Ed at Woodlands Tree Experts. So, let's make sure our trees are nice and healthy.
Yes.
So before the break, we were talking about our lawns, which lots of people are worried about our lawns. So the next step, we talked about feeding them. Are there is there a fall fertilizer that I should be putting down? We talked about remineralizing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's several on the market.
Okay.
But one of my favorite is Carboload by Nelson's Turfstar.
Yeah.
It's a 10-10-20, I believe.
That sounds right.
So we have a lower nitrogen and a higher last number. And that last number is what's important for our fall fertilization on our grass.
Okay.
And it's good for on your trees as well.
It's,
so,
yeah,
you know, everybody has the trees in the middle of the yard. So it's going to, what it does, that last number, your fertilizer, just kind of think of it maybe like antifreeze. So if we can pump the root systems with carbohydrates, which is that last number, then when we get into a real cold, yucky time, that plant is more likely to survive.
Oh,
and in the springtime, when our grass wants to start growing, it has everything stored in that root system to get growing as soon as we start warming up, and then we wake things up in the spring with a high nitrogen fertilizer. So,
like a little basement storage.
Yeah, and then Carboload right now, Dean Nelson started a endowment. What's it called?
Scholarship
fund
At Texas A&M University.
Yeah, Texas A&M in the name of Randy Lemon, who's one of our beloved friends in the radio industry. And so they started a fundraiser or a scholarship, where's my words today? Scholarship fund in Randy's name. And so every bag you purchase, $2. Yeah, if a Carboload goes, $2 goes to that fund. But you can also go on nelsonsplantfood.com, and there is a link that you can give. And what that does is helps a young student in horticulture.
Yeah.
And with a scholarship. So somebody who's struggling to get by in college, it's going to help them.
Right.
And we need all the help in our industry, you know. It's not a glamorous industry.
And there's not a ton of young people that
Yeah, and we need some young people.
We need the young people.
I mean, Peter and I can't do it all, right?
That's right. We're getting up there.
You're doing a good job of it, though.
Yeah, so.
Carrying the load.
Yeah, so go on nelsonplantfood.com. Mm-hmm. Go, you know, just a few dollars. Just donate a few dollars.
Yeah.
Or, you know, go to your Home Show Garden Pro, buy a bag of Carboload. Mm-hmm. Like I said, $2 goes to that fund.
And yeah.
All you Aggies out there. Come
yes.
on.
There's
this.
A lot of you Aggies. My
yes.
wife's one of them. So
yes.
I know they're out there.
Right.
And it is best on that Carboload, right? So you put it out and then you want to water relatively quick, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not as big of a deal right now with the cooler temperatures, but it doesn't do anything until you water it in.
Yeah,
so if you, if you can get your timing right, you are supposed to have rain on Friday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if you can get out this week, put your Carboload out, it's going to do two things. It's going to feed. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a little bit of recovery. You're going to pump up that root system for the winter. And it has a pre-emergent herbicide in it.
Oh, the Carboload does have a pre-emergent.
Carboload does have a pre-emergent.
Well, that's good to put down, I think, especially this fall more than other falls because of the drought. Because I think we're going to have those bare, those bare areas that – and for everyone, you know, pre-emergent is a herbicide, a killer of some plant. Before it like germinates,
keeps it from ever getting started, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So it's like if you have a bunch of weeds in your flower bed or your lawn, mm-hmm. you know, do not buy a pre-emergent. This is to prevent weeds from
this
forming.
Is ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yes,
but you know that maybe you've got them, so it would be a good time to
prevent their little baby seeds.
Correct. Right. It just, it's still not a bad idea to put it in there. It's just not going to do anything for the ones you see.
For the
sometimes people will purchase a pre-emergent and they go, it didn't work. And I'm like, what do you mean? And they said it didn't kill anything. And I'm like, no, it doesn't kill anything.
Right.
It prevents.
Yeah.
So if you already have, like he's saying, if you already have an infestation, you know, pre-emergent isn't going to do anything.
Get on your hands and knees and pull those weeds.
Pull them or, you know, get the correct product.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And hopefully the St. Augustine is going to be healthy enough and be able to choke those weeds out.
Absolutely.
At least most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are here with Peter Nelson taking your calls at 281-833-3333 from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. The number to reach him this morning is 281-833-3333. And we'll return after this.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
Crystalline silica dust here. Just call me Dusty. I'm in mortar, concrete, grout. You try holding down ceramic tile your whole life. Walked on, spilt on, potty trained puppies. Forget about it. I get the last laugh. When your tile is removed, all that dust, that's me. I get into everything. Your furniture, rugs, vents, even your lungs.
Cutting Edge Tile removes tile, dust-free.
Huh?
All that harmful dust, removed and hauled away. Say goodbye, Dusty.
Goodbye, Dusty.
DustFreeHouston.com.
Remember to pump the brakes on watering in the fall. As temps cool and days shorten, plants need less. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, all lawn and plant enthusiasts. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on 249. Are you ready to celebrate the beauty of nature and the joy of gardening? Look no further than Plants for All Seasons, your go-to garden center for all your botanical needs. For 50 years, Plants for All Seasons has been proudly serving our community as a family-owned and operated business. At Plants for All Seasons, we are more than just a nursery. We are your partners in gardening success. Need trees to add shade and beauty to your landscape? We've got you covered. Looking for vibrant shrubs to create a stunning border? We have an extensive selection. Seeking annuals and perennials to bring color and life to your garden? Look no further. But that's not all. Plants for All Seasons also offers a wide range of pesticide solutions, soils, compost, and mulches to ensure your plants thrive in any season. We believe that healthy soil is the foundation for a flourishing garden, and we're here to provide you with the best products to make it happen. So come on down to Plants for All Seasons and let us help you make your garden dreams come true. Plants for All Seasons, where your garden thrives in every season, is located near Vintage Park on the feeder of Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Roads. Come and see us. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. We've been talking dirt.
Oh, all kinds lots of dirt. Stuff. Lots of, we got all the good dirt.
A good scoop. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros that you are listening to. Hopefully you're enjoying a cup of coffee or orange juice or tea or whatever. Looking outside, either on your patio.
Sitting outside.
Oh, yes. You're right. You should
you can
be
actually,
outside.
You know, last month you had to sit inside and look outside.
Yes, look through the window.
In order to survive.
Yeah.
Yes. So you're joining us this morning on Home Show Garden Pros, and we have got Peter Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. We love that location, Peter. I can vouch for Peter. They have created an oasis mm-hmm. for me that I love to be outside.
I mean, it's like, Katie, it's just like open sky everywhere, right?
Yes.
But you go to Nelson's
oh, yeah.
nursery and water garden.
Right.
And it's like this little oasis.
Mm-hmm.
The temperature just drops.
Your blood pressure drops. Yes.
I mean, it's fun to hang out with the fish in
it
the
is.
Fish pond. And,
that's
and
right.
Those fish talk to you.
Feed me.
They do.
Yes. They're exactly. like,
I
you're
swear,
standing there doing
they're
something.
Just sitting there moving their mouse, and you're yeah. like, I swear they're saying something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're telling me to go put my money in that little machine and
that'd
get
be a
me
funny,
some food.
That'd be a funny video to do. Have them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dub it over.
Yeah. There you go. Well, we haven't even gotten to that. We are going to have to talk about the water gardens at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Yes.
When I drive up on that gravel road, mm-hmm. I mean, my blood pressure just goes down.
Yeah.
You know, really, no matter which Home Show Garden Pro location I go to. It's
yeah.
just it's just such a treat. So you should really kind of take a tour sometime.
Yes.
No matter where you are, north, south, east, or west, and go to a different one.
Yeah.
And they're just all beautiful. So Peter and Sherry, we have got Tony on the line wanting to talk to you guys. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had a question. Of course, with the drought, you know, everybody's yard is brown. But I'm wondering if maybe the root system might still be there, you know, even though it's brown on top. And if so, what can I put on the lawn that would help maybe it spring back whenever, you know, grass start growing again, maybe in the spring or what have you? Because I'm thinking and hoping that maybe the root system may be still good on some of that brown grass.
Okay, so Peter just looked at me and he passed the baton. Okay, so Tony, dead is dead when we're talking St. Augustine,
mm-hmm.
okay? If it is completely just that orangey brown, it's not coming back from that. The
okay.
roots don't necessarily regenerate. Now, if you see a little bit of green runner on there, then there's a chance. So
okay.
I would get out and assess what's happening. You know, if you have Bermuda grass and it turns completely brown, the roots will regenerate. So I'm assuming you have St. Augustine?
St. Augustine.
Yeah. So what I would do is get your rake out mm-hmm. and go do some what I call power raking and just kind of see and assess, are there any green runners underneath that thatch? And if there are, go ahead and mow it, remove some of that dead grass, and then put your fertilizer down. Let's do some recovery. If it's big areas, then I would plug St. Augustine. And I know several of the Home Show nursery locations stock plugs that are high-quality root systems that you could just plug through there and let them take over.
Now, could the plugs go on top of, I mean, once I've raked it, it can go into that, or do I need
yeah.
to... No. Clear out.
No, you don't have to clear it out completely, but you just dig a little hole to stick the plug in. It's different yeah. than sodding.
Correct. I'm dealing with a very similar thing, Tony. I was able to keep the grass right around the house alive, but past 10 feet, it went completely brown.
Mm-hmm.
I did explore a few areas, and like Sherry was saying, there were some green runners, so those areas got water this week, and I bet I'll see some growth.
Mm-hmm.
But the plugs, they sod, you know, is stripped a very thin layer off the ground.
Right.
You put it down, you really got to water it like crazy for the first week or two to you know, hopefully for it to take. But plugs have a developed root system. Yeah. So it's think of like a almost like a baseball is the root mass of it. So you can just you can dig a little hole, place it in there. Maybe you do it every, you know, 3 or 4 feet, and it'll start spreading out and filling in.
Nice. Yeah.
And okay. with sod in this time of year, I mean, if that's if you want to sod, you certainly can, but you're going to have to water so much that you're going to develop brown patch.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's why I really like the plugs for this time of year.
Okay. So, Tony, do you water by hand? Do you have the sprinkler system? What is your
sprinkler? No, I don't have a sprinkler system. Okay. Water by hand.
Yeah. So this summer was a killer on us doing that.
Yeah, it sure was. For watering. It sure was. Now, I'm, you know, on the south side of town. Is there a nursery on the south side of town that may carry those plugs? I mean, over near NRG, that's where I am, that side of town. 610 Loop is where I am. So anything close to me that might carry those plugs.
I'm trying to think of who's down there. Just find a local independent. Yeah. So just find a small, not a box store.
Yeah.
And go in and ask them, and they'll be able to direct you.
Yeah. And if you
I'm just not familiar with the nurseries down there.
And if you don't mind driving, you know, I mean, south, but it's more way west of you, which would be the Enchanted's Forest and Gardens. Those are way west.
And then Peter over in
Peter and Katie. I mean, you know, I know it's a drive, but sometimes it's worth it because you're going to get the quality.
Yeah.
Okay.
But keep that in mind. Now with the plugs, is there anything else that he needs to add? Any leaf mold compost or a fertilizer?
I mean, that's always beneficial to do the compost. That just helps some organic material to hold onto some moisture.
Okay.
But definitely that carbo load that we were talking about is a great fall fertilizer, but it's also a good root activator.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. What's the name of it?
Carbo Load. It's Nelson's Turf Star. So I bet on their website, if you go to nelsonsplantfood.com, I bet you can find a store locator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a map on there.
Yeah.
And it's all over town.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
All right, Tony. Thank you. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. What a great call about, you know, the nitty gritty on what to do with
the recovery.
Yes. Yeah. So all of our lawns are different, but they're the same.
Yes.
You know, they need so much of the same nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
So we are talking all about soil and landscaping here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, all threes, 281-8. And you can talk with Peter from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and Sherry is here this morning, and we'll return after this.
Sure, you can buy woodworking tools at a lot of places, but nothing compares to the Circle Saw experience. You'll find top industry expert advice to get you the perfect tool for any project. Stretch the lifespan of your tools with maintenance and repairs. Pick up new blades or sharpen your existing blades. Buy local, support local, the Circle Saw experience. Come see why they've proudly served the Houston community for 60 years inside the loop at 2510 Ella Boulevard and online at circlesaw.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green. Landscapers Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. Sienna Mulch. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rocheron. Best Choice Lawn Aeration. The best kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with...
I'm Sherry.
Yes, we are hosting Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. Peter is here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and he is... answering calls and questions about whatever's going on in your lawn and garden. And if you're thinking about a water feature, you definitely need to call Peter this morning.
Yes. But after this hot, dry summer, we're kind of assessing what worked and what didn't work in our yards.
Yeah.
But we have noticed like things like plumbago and lantana, just like they ate it up. They loved the heat. So Plants for Texas by Magnolia Gardens. Magnolia Gardens is a grower in our industry that all the Home Show Garden Pros order plants from. Mm-hmm. But they have a line of plants called Plants for Texas. And how you can tell that you are buying one of these plants is they have this really cute Texas-shaped tag, mm-hmm. and they have Texas on all the pots. And what they are native plants and well-adapted plants.
Right.
So to be a well-adapted plant, you have to be able to make it through our droughts, right. our freezes, our hurricanes, pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. And so these are kind of bulletproof plants that you could plant. And they've taken the work out. You don't have to think. Just buy the pot with the Texas on it.
Right. They're well-adapted.
Well-adapted. Like that's and it might not be something that is definitely native here, but it like it can it has stood the test of time.
Right.
And our crazy weather.
Right. Our seasons that, you know, our winter season may last 2 days, but it may be tough 2 days.
Yeah.
And these are well-adapted plants.
And so anything that can make it through this drought is going to be good.
Right. So Magnolia Gardens, they are selling to our Home Show Garden Pros.
Right.
And we love the products. I have got plumbagos and lantanas like crazy in my yard, mm-hmm. and I just love them.
Yeah.
They're happy, and they've been happy all summer.
And they have over 40 plants, yes. I believe, on this list. Yes. Seasonal varieties, mm-hmm. Perennials, ornamental grasses, succulents like red yucca. That made it it fabulously through
this
drought. Oh, yeah. So all you have to do is look for the Texas flag on the 1 gallon pots or the little tags that's shaped like Texas, mm-hmm. and it says Plants for Texas.
Right. Texas born, Texas tested for Texas gardens.
Yeah. So for more information, you can go to their website at plantsfortexas.com. Go to your Home Show Garden Pros. Yes. Ask them where their Plants for Texas are. Mm. If they are like, well, I don't have a section for that, that's okay.
Yeah.
But ask them to order them from Magnolia Gardens.
Right, right. Yeah. So a wonderful product. We love that variety of Texas plants.
Yes.
Yeah. So we get calls and questions about, you know, what are these natives and what are these, you know, do I need to choose from this? But you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros and we can talk to you about those.
Absolutely.
Lots of color coming up here. We've got lots to choose from. Oh, I'm so excited to get some color out in the yard. Mm-hmm. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Peter and Sherry a call at 281-833-3333. What is the color on your list this weekend?
Hi, this is Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control. A lot of people think that I'm some kind of critter-killing superhero because of the number of bugs that I kill and the fervor with which I do it. They stop me at the movies or at the flea market. Now, there's a dumb name, flea market, and basically point and stare. The truth is there is a whole team of bug-killing superheroes dedicated to depopulating your home or office of ants, roaches, mice, pretty much anything with more than two legs that you don't want there. We're on the web at McGrathPestControl.com and Twitter at McGrathPest.
You must be the dumbest mosquito on earth.
Transform your Houston home with System Pavers. Our team of paver professionals will bring your outdoor dreams to life. Create stunning pathways, beautiful patios, and inviting driveways that'll have the neighbors talking. With our wide range of high-quality pavers and personalized designs, your space will be the envy of the neighborhood. Get ready to make lasting memories in a stylish outdoor oasis. Schedule your free consultation today and let us pave the way to your home's new look. Visit systempavers.com. That's systempavers.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning.
We're talking food this morning.
I know we were. Hey, you know what? We can grow food in our backyard too, or items to add to our food. I'm Sandy, and here with Sherry at homeshowgardenpros.com is the website you can reach us, or you can call us at 281-833-3333. And this morning, we've talked a lot about Nelson Plant Foods.
Oh, yes, we have. So, and there's a good reason for that.
Yes, yes. Especially right now, we've been talking about the Turf Star. Mm-hmm. But Nelson Plant Food, they've been in business for 40 years.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like that's our line for everybody. Yeah. You know, they've been in business for decades.
And a lot of these small mom and pop operations.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're tried and true. So, you know, that's a great endorsement.
Yeah. Dean and Julie started Nelson Plant Food.
Yep.
In Belleville. Mm-hmm. They were Aggies, graduated, starting their family. Yeah, yeah. So what they've developed is just a very high quality line of plant foods and lawn foods. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about carbo-load before, but they have all their species specific plant foods, which I use on the daily.
Yes.
So species specific, meaning if you're feeding roses, it's a rose food, or bougainvillea. It's a bougainvillea food. So mm-hmm. it kind of takes the workout for you, because, you know, I need to feed my roses with rose food. So right. you go get your Nelson's rose food,
which should be on your shelf, because there are some go-tos for me on my shelf.
Absolutely.
I have the Color Star, and I have the rose food, and I have the hibiscus.
Yeah. Yep. So you want to grow like a pro? Use Nelson's plant food.
Yes.
And so get out this weekend, get your bag of Carbo-Load from your local garden center. Mm-hmm. And like I said, $2 goes to the Randy Lemon.
That's right.
Scholarship fund. And so, I mean, Dean and Julie are always just doing great things for the community.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing great things for your yard.
Right. Good product. Great.
Absolutely.
Products.
So if you want to grow like a pro, get your Nelson's plant food. For more information, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com or nelsonplantfood.com.
Right. It should be your go-to on your shelf.
Absolutely.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And it looks like, do we have Tony on the line? Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I have a question about houseplants. I need to pot up a couple of houseplants. One is a prayer plant, and one is a little heart-shaped philodendron-type plant. The problem is, they both have roots growing out underneath, so I know it's time, but the soil is really hard and crusty, and so I'm not sure how to go about doing that without damaging them too severely.
I mean, would you think it's possible to cut the pot off without damaging the roots? I know my wife is really into interior plants, so she's always messing with them. She has a whole routine. I think she waters them once a week and all that, but I know she's very delicate with the root systems.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's possible, Tony, to cut – is it in a plastic pot, I assume?
No, it's in – one's in a ceramic pot. One is in a plastic pot. One's in a ceramic pot. But once I get it out, I think I can get it out, but I'm just concerned about when I potted it in the larger pot, do I try to break up that crusty soil at all, or do I just – put it in with the new soil and, gently press the new soil around.
Yeah, that's a good question, and I always have to educate my crew this, even when you're planting out in the field. A lot of times a plant gets used to being in a container, mm-hmm. and if it just gets planted in the ground or a pot, it almost doesn't realize that there's this new soil to explore. So if you could kind of massage that root ball to kind of loosen it up a little bit, I don't know if there's any proof to it, but I feel mm-hmm. like it
stimulates
the roots to get out into that new soil. I mean,
yeah,
would you agree?
And whenever you're massaging that root ball, it'll break some of that kind of crusty soil off,
yes.
And remove any brown or shriveled roots at that time too. And you just take your pruners and give them a snip.
All right.
Yeah, and just get a really good potting soil for interior plants. And I like to even take it up a notch and mix that potting soil with a little bit more perlite.
Put some perlite in there.
Yeah, and that helps keep oxygen down at those root systems, because our number one killer of our interior plants is too much water.
Way too much water.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thanks for the call, Tony.
Thanks. And, we don't talk a lot about houseplants. Maybe we should have Carrie on sometimes
for
houseplants.
Man, she's all about it.
Yeah, that'd
great.
Be awesome.
Yeah, because, that's another area that we just – all of our Home Show Garden Pros have houseplants that you can choose
and
from.
And it's such a huge trend right now.
It's huge.
I mean, we – At the nursery, put a greenhouse in.
Yep, full of you guys.
Full of interior plants, yeah. And people, they're collectors of the interior plants.
Yeah.
Because you can do that year-round.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it really changes your environment inside. It's just lovely. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Sherry and Peter are here taking your calls about anything landscaping, gardening, veggie gardens, lawns, and we'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.